Welcome to the practice of rain. So just settling in, and this practice can be done sitting or lying down, moving into a position that is comfortable, and just settling in and sensing the support of whatever it is you're resting in. And immediately just letting go into that support. Allowing yourself to be held. And just beginning to cover the breath with awareness. All the way through the in-breath. All the way through each out-breath. And giving yourself over to the rhythm of breathing. Feeling how each in-breath nurtures and how each out-breath encourages release, letting go, and opening to the present moment. And bringing to mind now the circumstance or situation that prompted you to utilize rain, what has happened to elicit a difficult reaction internally? It may be something that just happened or happened earlier in the day. It may involve a conflict with a loved one or coworker. It might be related to the struggle with some addictive habit. Or it may simply be something upsetting that you have heard or read about taking place in the world. And just recalling the words of the poet Rumi, who said, "Don't turn away, but keep your gaze on the bandaged place. The wound is where the light comes in." And gently moving through the steps of rain. As you think about this situation, what feeling or thought is front and center? Softly naming the feeling or the belief that is associated with this upset. It might be anxiety or frustration or disappointment. Recognizing what's here. And allowing the feeling to be there. Not pushing it away, not judging it, but simply accepting that this feeling is your present moment experience. Validating the feeling with, "Of course I feel, because," and now moving to the eye of rain, investigate, and remembering that this is not an analytical endeavor. We're not trying to figure anything out. But we go through a series of steps. And the first of these is to simply notice where any tension associated with these feelings are showing up in the body right now. Where in the body is the feeling most vivid and fully contacting the sensory manifestation of this difficulty? Noticing sensations, dropping down below any thoughts about this, any stories, and just feeling the sensations. And now you might ask, if there is a story you might be telling yourself along with this unpleasant feeling, does this circumstance associated with the difficult feeling seem to prove something about you in some limiting way? It might involve some thought like, I'm such a failure, or things never work out for me, or I'm helpless. And now, allowing the image to come into mind of a movie screen, as if you were situated in a theater. And imagine, visualize, or sense that you are projecting that predominant feeling onto the screen by asking a couple of questions. What is the shape of this feeling? What color is it? And just allow the screen to mirror back through these questions the difficult emotion that you're holding right now. Accepting and holding in awareness whatever appears. And the right answer is the one that simply arises. And as you notice the shape and color of this challenging feeling, offering yourself some soothing touch, perhaps by placing your hand on your heart or gently stroking your hands or arms, and noticing the warmth of this gesture, allowing it to be a reminder of your lovability, your worthiness, no matter what's happening here. And now again, sending, projecting that warmth and care onto the internal screen with the very same questions. What is the shape of self-compassion? What is the color of self-compassion? And allowing the shape and color of self-compassion to interact with the shape and color of whatever difficult feeling has emerged, and simply watch what occurs. There's no right thing that is supposed to happen. There's no goal to achieve. Simply watch what occurs and notice how this impacts the felt sense of your body. And as that interplay goes on, you might also allow the image of someone that you think of as being wise, some teacher or mentor or spiritual figure that you have high regard for, to appear on that movie screen as well, right in the midst of the interplaying shapes and colors of the difficult emotion and self-compassion. Sense what the presence of this wise being evokes in your body, noticing what, if any, effect that presence has on the interplay of those shapes and colors. You might receive some words from this wise being, or not, receiving whatever is offered, putting aside any thoughts about how real any of this is, and simply being both the holder and the held in this practice. And now letting go of the internal movie screen completely and turning attention toward the quintessential question of self-compassion. What do I need most right now? Or how can I take care of myself right now beyond utilizing rain? It might mean engaging in some self-compassionate behavior when that's possible. Listening to music, going for a walk, reaching out to a friend. Notice what comes. And now letting go of this question and just taking a few minutes to rest in spacious awareness or following the sensations of breathing. Sensing that this capacity to be present and kind is really the ground of our being. And so much bigger than any feeling or any story we might tell about ourselves when faced with some difficulty. And bringing the practice to a close when it feels just right to do so.